Hello and welcome to another edition of Club King Snake, a live stage magazine's web radio. Today we've got Lee Rocker, the Stray Cat, who's going to be coming to town and playing at the downtown, what is that, that's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it, Lee?
Memorial Day weekend, yeah, on May 26th.
What's the name of the festival? This is like the fifth year it's going on down there, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's Revival Fest.
Okay.
Revival Festival. And we're doing it downtown on, I believe, we've got a great lot we've used before at 7th Street and Trinity Avenue. So it's an outdoor concert. And like you said, it's 5 years of rock and roll, so it's fantastic.
I went and, I guess I shot that show maybe 2-3 years back, and I'll tell you, with all the neat lights in the background from the big buildings down there, it really makes for a neat venue, as it were, even though it's in basically just a lot downtown.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's right there, you know, so you can hit the clubs, you can hit the festival, and have a great time, and walk around, you know, and everything that comes in there. We've got 2 stages this year, and, you know, vendors and all kinds of stuff, so it's definitely, you know, it's the Rockabilly Festival.
It is the Rockabilly Festival. It's, I tell you, Austin's been a rockabilly town basically since rockabilly resurfaced in the 80s, and I guess you and Stray Cats were pretty much the primary movers of that. I know back then I was here in Austin to catch up with the real music news. You had to read magazines like Cream Magazine, and I remember when you guys showed up in Cream Magazine over in England, talking about how you guys had brought it back over there, and then all of a sudden it was back over here, and then rockabilly everywhere.
Definitely. I mean, and of course, you know, rockabilly, it's the ultimate, or it's the birth of rock and roll. You know, it's the original punk in a certain sense. When it first came out, people were outraged, and I don't know, they're still kind of outraged sometimes, but it's been with us, you know, since the 1950s, and sometimes it's above ground and everyone sees it, like with us with the Stray Cats, having some big records, some big hits, and other times it's underground, but I've got to say it's consistently alive and well, and there are people in Austin, of course, and all over the world, in every city, that this is the soundtrack for them, you know?
Talking about those good old days, man, you... back in the 80s, the early 80s, when you guys got started, the scene was, in England, was just so, you could feel it, even all the way here in Texas. Do you still get that way about any of the scenes that are out there today? Do you feel that in the music right now? Or?
Well, you know, I think it's going to seem to be, to me, a little bit more, the interesting thing that took place, especially in England, in the early 80s, is there was so much going on of different things, and it was, and everyone was kind of mixing with each other. You know, the Clash were happening, and the Pretenders, and Motorhead, and us with the Stray Cats, and, you know, there was the end of punk, and the two-tone ska thing, so it was like an incubator, you know, for good music there for a moment. And, you know, I don't know if that's really been recreated in that same way since then. Times have changed, you know, the computer and just how people get their music, you know, it's just very different, you know, than it was.
Now you've gotten to play with lots and lots of artists over the years. Is there anybody that you haven't played with yet that you'd still like to?
Well, you know, as you said, I've gotten to work with a lot of my heroes from you know, George Harrison and Ringo and Rolling Stones and Carl Perkins and all, and you know, I've been just really privileged. I don't know if there's anyone really left on that list. It's very sad, you know. Levon Helm died this week, and I didn't know him well, but I did just recently in September go up to his place in Woodstock and play some music with him, and that was definitely one of those people that I had always hoped to get to make some music with.
Who are you making music with now? Are you just, you're not going to be up there with the stand-up bass by yourself, are you?
No, I'm bringing the band, and, you know, this band has been with me now, some of the guys, close to 15 years. So it's definitely a well-tuned machine. And we've got Buzz Campbell on playing on a big twangy Gretsch guitar. Brophy Dale on guitar as well, who's been with me the longest. And Jimmy Sage on drums. So, you know, like I said, this band, you know, we know how each other plays and breathes and everything else. And I've actually probably consistently done this lineup longer than even the Stray Cats were together.
Now, when you started the Stray Cats with you and Brian and Slim Jim, you guys were you going to high school together? Is that correct?
Yeah. We grew up in Long Island, New York, together, know each other since we're about 10 years old. So we always knew each other and played some music together. And then really, the Stray Cats started in 1979. That's when we really put a name on it and kind of a focus and decided what it was that we're best at.
Wow, that's just, you know, to go from just three guys hanging around and playing music in high school to what you guys have all achieved, both as a band and separately, is just amazing.
It is a trip, I gotta say. Faces me sometimes.
you gotta put all this down in a book. I mean, the stories that you've got to tell are just amazing, I bet.
One of these days, that might happen.
I'm just thinking back about all the bands that you guys have influenced over the years, and the Clash was heavily influenced by you. Some of the other bands that you worked with back then have turned around and been influenced by you. You mentioned Motorhead, and you know, I think Lemmy's in two. Isn't Lemmy in two? Bands now?
Well, yeah, Lemmy and Slim Jim, the drummer from the Stray Cats, they have a band together called Head Cat.
Okay.
And, you know, we all go so far back that, you know, we've all worked together and, you know, or recorded or all kinds of stuff. And it's that kind of thing, like I was saying, that we're all comrades in a way, and we came out of the same time and place.
Yeah.
And absolute influences are flying all around. Robert Plant was kind of an early supporter of us, which, you know, a lot of people go, wow, Robert Plant, you know, or at least a few years ago, that's a strange kind of thing, that he would be coming down to Stray Cat shows and getting on stage and singing Bebopalooza. But I think to the bigger world there, then you hear what he's done the last number of years, and it was, you know, right up his alley. The stuff he's done with Alison Krauss.
Right. Well, my understanding is he's moved to Texas and pretty much taken up residence here.
Oh, I mean, he's got to come down to Revival Fest.
I think you should reach out to him. That would be
right.
That would be interesting. The way the Stray Cats and you guys brought the music back from the forefront. I mean, it's, you know, it was. I remember listening to people like Gene Vincent on the AM radio in the 60s, you know, while my neighbor worked on his car. I mean, and you guys, just listening to your music just brings all that back. It's just amazing.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, those are the heroes. It's kind of like the, you know, Mount Rushmore rock and roll, sort of, you know, with Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran and Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, of course, you know. And that is the story, that is my story, and the story of the Stray Cats, and really what the whole Revival Festival is so much about, is, you know, the players who took that music and those kind of pieces to it and did their own thing with it. You know, we've got Reverend Horton Heat, Texas' own Reverend Horton Heat is going to be down there, and they've got their own spin on it, of course, you know. Necromantics, also, you know, younger band doing that, Three Bad Jacks, you know, and we got, so it's every, you know, it's the whole movement, you know, so it's kind of cool, and we got some great folks down there for this festival, and also Rosie Flores, another Texan.
Well, that's going to be the Revival Festival. It's Saturday, May 26th on Memorial Day weekend, and that's right downtown at 7th and Trinity in the heart of Austin. Let's see if I've got a website address for it here.
Yeah, that's revivalfest.com.
Revivalfest.com, there you go.
Definitely, and Austin's mayor, I think it was last year, might have been the year before, but declared May 26th Rockabilly Day.
There you go. Rockabilly Day.
Plaque on the wall.
Well, Lee, I will definitely see you there this year. I want to get some good pictures of you up against that Austin skyline with it all lit up.
All right.
And everybody, thank you very much for tuning in to Club Kingsnake and Live Stage Magazine's web radio. This is Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats and Jeff Ballinger signing off.